Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. It has been some interesting events taking place over the last couple of weeks, and as a mother, a sister, a daughter, and as a black woman, or as a woman of the universe, I feel like I just could not be silent about everything that's going on with the Trayvon Martin case. And so I felt that today's show would be about that, about my concerns, because I had talked to my bestie, Miss Kathy White, who is also on the show today as my guest. And I think we're talking from the prospect of being mothers and being women and just being people in America when things are not right, just like the title of the show, when justice is not served. It takes just us, the people of America, to say something, because our silence means acceptance of something that is not right. And so if you can do something big or you can do something small, but at least do something, we don't need to keep our voices silent in this time. I had heard something that a couple of stars, you know, had said something. I can't think who it was right now.
Will Smith
had said something, you know, Kim Kardashian had power thrown over her or whatever. And I think that they arrested the young lady that did that. And it is funny that in a country that is supposed to be about equality and justice, that this young woman would be arrested. She has some flour in her, she can wash that off, but her life goes on. But a young man loses his life, and the killer is not arrested. It just incites something in me. And though I feel that it's important that we don't take it to a violent nature and go out in the streets and cause violence and mayhem, we need to take it to an intellectual level. We need to hit them where the pocket is, or we need to speak our voices, and everybody speaks their voice, whatever you can say. If it's signing the petition that his parents has out in the community, or it's just telling a friend and correcting a friend, we need to speak our voice. For those of you who I can't understand how anybody may not have heard about this case, I just wanted, you know, so that we are kind of clear on what happened with the case. Trayvon Martin was a young man that apparently, I think he was coming from the store, and I guess it's a guy, Zimmerman, who was doing like a neighborhood watch, and he thought that Trayvon was a suspicious character. I think it was a rainy evening, and Trayvon had on a hoodie. Trayvon is 17 years old, weighs about 150 from what I can see with a lot of the things that's on the news. Zimmerman weighed, the last thing I saw in reports was about
250 pounds,
so pretty much that's double his size. And he felt like that he was a frightening and suspicious character, which, you know, I don't know what his perception was of that. He did call 911 and spoke to the operator, and they were sending somebody out to investigate. And then he started following the young man, in which the operator did say to Zimmerman, we don't need you to do that. And he kept on anyway. He said that it was self-defense. But my personal opinion is when you shoot somebody in the chest, that means they're forward to you. He said that Trayvon was following him. Well, to me, to shoot somebody in the chest means that they have to be in front of you, unless you turned around, which makes no sense. I know that Trayvon yelled. I know that there were callers in the neighborhood who called. He was crying out for help. And then they heard the shot. And he was killed. And all he had in his hands was iced tea and Skittles. So, you know, it's sad to say, even as I'm going through this, as I'm saying, it almost brings tears to my eyes to even talk about it. And it's sad to say that, you know, and I'm a child who grew up in the 60s and 70s. And here we are in 2012. And the things that were going on in the 60s and 70s, in 2012, were still there. And for those who don't want to say it's not about race, I want to ask you, what is it about? So I'm going to just play a little Marvin Gaye because I feel that what's going on, we're going to come back. Kathy and I are going to just discuss it like a soul talk, sister talk session. The call-in number is 760-695-1120. So if you have a comment, a concern, you don't agree with us, you do agree with us, whatever, please call in. You know, I have to take a deep breath, and I'm going to tell you that because it just excites me. But I think sometimes we have to come to a righteous indignation and a righteous anger and use it in a positive way in order to make positive change. I do want to say kudos to the people that have marched. Kudos to the people that have signed the petition of the parents. Kudos to all the people I see on Facebook, black, white, or whatever, that are wearing hoodies, because it's not about the hoodie. It is about the person. Let's listen to a little bit of Marvin Gaye, and then we will be back. Blessings.
There's too many of you, brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you down. You know to bring some love here to stay. Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can keep us okay. And you know we've got to find a way to bring some love together. Oh, it's not nice. Think it's right to punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Well, what's going on? It just makes me want to say that. It makes me want to holler. It makes me want to shout. Just going to give a couple of more points, and then I'm going to let ask Kathy what she thinks about all of this. Well, one of the points that I wanted to bring out, that a lot of things that's going on is that they're saying that some of the things that protect Zimmerman is that Florida has this stand your ground law, which dictates that a person has the right to stand his ground and meet force with force. You know, no one was there, and I do believe some people saw it, because so many people call in. Some people, know he was talking to, Trevon was talking to his girlfriend on the telephone, which brings a lot of clarity kind of to the situation. Zimmerman has not been arrested as of yet, but the Florida Department of Law Enforcement states that they are aware of Zimmerman's whereabouts. It is not clear whether they are offering protection. It almost is like they're hiding and protecting him, which to me is like, wow, really? Back to, what is going on? And people are saying, well, it's not racist. What else could you say for that? You know, he made some racial slurs during his conversation when he called in. So I'm not sure whatever else you can call it. Kathy, what's your thing? What's your thoughts on the whole thing?
My thoughts on the whole thing. How can it not be racial, racially motivated? You hear that this man made a phone call to the police department, a 911 call, stating that he saw a suspicious character and he was instructed not to follow, yet the end result is this young 17-year-old child is dead and the man who killed him is still walking around free. Let's flip the script. Let's make this a white kid walking in a black neighborhood with a hoodie and us making a 911 call and a suspicious character, and this child ended up dead. Would we be arrested?
And if a black man shot him,
point blank, point blank,
in the chest,
would he still have the gun to take home with him? No. We would have been arrested and put in jail until our trial date. So anyone that believes it was not racially motivated is living in ignorance. Do I want us to go out and burn and pillage? No. The answer is to use your voice. We have been walking in silent consent for too long. And I'm not talking about my generation, which I'm 52. I'm talking about our 30-year-olds, our 20-year-olds, because things are a little better for them. They haven't had the hardships that we've had. Things have been pretty easy for them. They do not lift their voices up in a positive manner. And these are the voices that need to be lifted up in a positive manner by voting, by being proactive, by voicing dissent when you see someone doing wrong. I am just so full right now of disbelief that in this country we call America, where liberty and justice for all is supposed to prevail, it's not happening. Instead, and then it also angers me that we can hear so much, as you brought up, about Kim Kardashian and some flour being poured over her, yet it was weeks before we heard about this child being murdered. And this is only one child that we know of. How many Trayvon Martins are there that we don't know about? How many murders have been shoved up under the carpet and covered up by the police that we don't know about? And where are the voices being raised? We raise voices about the annihilation of the Jews. We as black people are being annihilated on a daily basis, and no one's raising their voice about it. To let this case go without this man being imprisoned is just another way of consenting to the further annihilation of the black man, the black race.
And I do. I so agree, because I feel like as a mom, what should we be teaching our sons? You know, you have to go the extra mile of, you know, like a white mother may have to say, hun, when the police stops you, you have to, you know, she may not have to say, like, I have had to teach my stepson, when the police stops you, you be polite. You don't put your hand in your pocket and pull something out. You know what I'm saying? You kind of, it's like extra precautions. As a mother,
you don't raise your voice.
You don't raise your voice. You keep a calm tone. You keep a level head. You make sure that every movement that you make is visible. You speak before you make a move. You know, you have to teach. So now do we have to teach our sons that when you walk the street, don't put a hoodie on? Are we serious? Are they being judged because they wear a hoodie and maybe pants down? Are we being judged for that? Are you a criminal because of that? Wow.
I see white kids have worn hoodies. I see white kids all the time wearing hoodies. I'm sorry. I see kids of all races wearing hoodies. If the weather's cold outside, they have a hoodie on. If you're playing sports, you wear a hoodie. You know?
And this shot, it was raining. So, I mean, if I had a hoodie, I would have the hood up if it was raining.
Does that mean you should get shot because you have that hoodie on?
Does it?
And you're walking in a neighborhood that's predominantly white?
Yeah.
But you have a house there?
You live there. This is your neighborhood, too.
Do you not pay taxes so that you can freely walk on the sidewalk in your neighborhood?
Right, and we are all together now. Even in the neighborhood I live now in Nashville, Tennessee, I have all kinds of neighbors, black, white, Hispanic. You know, all nationalities are in my neighborhood, I see. And that's a good thing. I'm hoping that there is, you know, some racial tolerance there. And some of it is, I'm going to have to say, not always black and white, because there are white people that are in support of arresting Zimmerman. It is only right. It's the only right thing to do. And I think that's what people are saying. It's the only right thing to do. And I'm even more appalled than I am in anger about Zimmerman. I am so much more angered with the Florida Law Enforcement Department because, you know, from what I've heard, and I am not a reporter, I'm a mom with a radio station, that there wasn't a lot of questioning. Like, it was like the good old boy saying, okay, well, this is okay, you go on. And they let him leave the scene of the crime with the gun. Now, I am a mom, I'm a nurse, I'm a minister, but I would not let it. Someone who had just killed a young man leave the scene of the crime with the gun. Am I? Wow. Is that what your police department is about?
That just takes the cake. That is just like silent consent.
Yes.
Another silent consent to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's happening in Florida and nothing's done, it can happen in Kentucky, Tennessee, Nevada, Baltimore. It can happen anywhere.
And I do believe that the way for us to do it is to do it intellectually in our protest and not make it or take it to a violent stream, but to take it to an intellectual stream. My personal opinion, I heard a woman say this on the radio, if they don't arrest him, I think that people should boycott
Florida.
Disney World and the tourists that go down there, I think that there should be a national boycott of Florida. You need to hit them where the money is. Because what we're doing, if we don't do anything, my personal opinion is, and this is a blog radio, so these are our personal opinions, take it or leave it. If you don't agree, you know you can call in to this show, baby. It's 760-695-1120. But my personal opinion is that if we just let this go, it sets up a precedent. In this country, it's a lot of racial tension going on, whether we want to admit it or not. With having a black president and some of the things that And I'm going to call it like it is. Like I said, it's a blog talk radio. Some of the things that I've heard some Republicans say to him and not giving him respect for being for the office in which he held is racist to me. Some of the things that I've heard some Republicans say have been racist. And I feel like if we are not careful,
the clock
will be turned backwards. And we're setting up a president that is a precedent that is okay. It's open season. If you see a suspicious black in your neighborhood or Hispanic, it is not just us. If you see a suspicious minority in your neighborhood, you can go ahead and shoot. They did it in Florida. Well, no,
and
they got off. So we better speak up. We better stand up for the injustice because I'm, like I'm saying, that could be my son.
Let's take it to an even more simple level, too. Vic was arrested for killing a dog. I mean, for dog fighting.
Oh.
Vic was arrested for dog fighting. Are you telling me that a child, a 17-year-old child, is less important than a dog? Is this the country we live in where a person can be arrested for dog fighting, but a person can't be arrested for killing a child?
And are we more sympathetic? And I love animals, too. But are we more sympathetic to the loss of an animal's life?
Than a child.
Wow.
A 17-year-old child.
Not
right. Even just starting his life as a man. Where is the justice here? And it's just America we want to call a country that is created for all.
And as Americans, I feel like it is important for us to speak. We just cannot be silent. Silence is the acceptance, which this is not right, and we cannot be silent. So I want to bring out what can we do as Americans when this is not right. I feel like we could write our congressmen, we could write the police department, and that's the other thing. The police chief has been asked to step down temporarily. He has not been fired, if you've heard that. No, he's not. He has been asked to step down temporarily because it's heated and they just feel like he needs to be at the public view. That's still not acceptable.
And where are the police that handled the case that let this man walk away? Why do they still have their jobs? Because they did not do their job.
Now, and you know, even with the police chief, I do believe that the two men, well, one of them, you know, as I heard and have read through some of the stories, one police officer was doing CPR for Trevon, but the other one was talking to Zimmerman, supposedly questioning or talking, but let him go. So, and I think this law, this Stand Your Ground law, is a target for minorities. And it should be taken off the book. And
Stand Your Ground law or not, this man was not a policeman. It doesn't make it okay for him it doesn't make it okay for police, and it doesn't make it okay for him.
And he was not even a registered.
He had a 9mm.
Those who are supposed to be watchmen for the neighborhood, one of the agreements is that you will not carry weapons. He had a 9mm. It had been reported before that he was a little bit too aggressive, and he was not registered as a watchman of the neighborhood. He just was taking it on himself. This man also has had some documented altercations in his past with the police. He had an incident with a girlfriend, which he was abusive, but they kind of, you know, came to some agreement. This man has some anger issues, and I do feel like that he has some issues.
But he's not crazy.
That need to be addressed. And I'm not painting a picture that he's crazy, but, you know, he is who he is, but it's the responsibility of the law to enforce and make sure that all citizens' rights are protected.
And Trayvon's rights were not protected.
And were not.
a mother, when I first saw the child's picture, I saw my own son. My son walks sometimes and runs sometimes because he's a runner. He wears a hoodie when the weather's cool. That could have been my child. That could have been my son. That could have been my daughter's brother. You know, I can only pray for the family that they have healing and that they get justice. But I want justice for all mothers that are going through this that we don't know about. It's been too many cases recently where our sons are being murdered and people are just getting a slap on the hand and nothing else is done. Where are the voices of the people who can make a difference? Where are the movie stars? Where are the football players that can be raising their voices on national TV? Where are their voices? Now, I know the Miami Heat did their thing, but when you look at
them. Yeah, and we give them kudos for that because.
And they all wore hoodies. They all wore hoodies, but when you looked at that picture, it wasn't a full team support, which speaks that not everybody wants to lift their voice. I applaud them for doing what they did do, but we all need to stand up and be heard. There is nothing in your life that it only takes 5 minutes to sign a petition on the computer. You don't have that much in your life. You're not that busy that you can't take 5 minutes of your time. You can go buy a sandwich within that time period. Why can't you raise your voice to injustices and inequality? But this is an injustice. This is a flagrant abuse within the system.
And it is. And the other thing is, I just want to encourage us not to do something. And there are a couple of sites that you can look them up online that they're still taking, signatures for the petition. Even if, all of us can't go down there and march, but if you can in your city, pick a day where everybody wears a hoodie and protest on your job. You know, it's the day that everybody's going to come in a hoodie. Something that just says this is not right. Even on your, if you can do that, on your Facebook page, I see a lot of people with the hoodies on. I put things on my timeline. Educate people. Put some things on your Facebook page. One of the greatest things that and tools that we have is the social media network because even on the first day when they started petition, it was, I think, like 24 hours, maybe 72, that had they over 500. Okay, you know how it is. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Linda.
Technical difficulties.
With little technical difficulties, but we are back. We just keep on keeping on. The important thing is that we're trying to educate, and that's what I would encourage you to do. Educate others. Read about the story. Try to get as many of the facts as you can. Put something on your page. You know, text somebody. Speak about it. When people are talking about this, make sure that we're talking and we're saying things that are as close to being informative as true. Listen about it. Keep up with it. And speak out, you know, whether it's on your job or whatever. I also feel like we should write this police department and say that this is an injustice. I know I heard one radio host talking about everybody should send the police department some Skittles. I feel like we might want to be careful about that, but we sure can send letters stating our case. And then ultimately, like I said, we need to hit Florida in the pocket if indeed they do not arrest this man. I just feel like as tourists, we should get
arrested. He needs to be convicted.
Arrested and convicted. But it has to begin with the arrest. He needs to be arrested. So
You know, I'm just saying this summer, you know, let's, as far as the tourism and spending tourism dollars, you know, you may have a trip planned, but you don't have to buy. You can get the absolute necessary. Or
your food from another state.
Right. Or just, you know, if you can afford, if you've already paid for something, you got to do what you got to do. But you don't have to spend the tourist dollars. You don't have to buy things for other people. You know, and those who haven't planned a trip but were thinking about going to Florida, don't go. It's other beautiful places in America. We need to hit them where the pocketbook is. So those are, you know, some of the, and my sympathy goes out to any mother who, this one has, and fathers, not only the mom, this mom and dad have to bury their son, or have buried their son. And my heart only can go out to them because your son was walking to the store and he lost his life.
And I'm challenging our young men to do better, to get their education, to start walking with pride and stop killing each other. Because when you kill each other, you're setting a tone to say that you don't value your own life or the life of your brothers and sisters when you're killing each other already. So if we want to make a difference, we need to start at home also.
We do, and I think that's important what Kathy is saying. And as moms, I'm pleading with our young men, too, to evaluate yourself. Change what needs to be changed in you. You know, don't kill your brothers and sisters over some turf. None of you all, you know.
A pair of shoes
or jacket. It sends a message out that we don't care about ourselves. We kill ourselves. So what should everybody care? Cause what is a jacket or none of you, you know, the turf wars, the gang violence, what is that about? None of you own the land, you know. So you're killing your brother over that, and it makes it okay for other people to kill you. So we, you know, as a mom, I'm saying let's stop the violence. Let us stop the violence. And I just feel that. And I'm challenging our men, older men, mentor, love, show them the way. And as a mom and I feel like whatever I can do to help young people come to another level, and not that we're calling them out. You should be able to walk the street, but let's respect ourselves so that we can get the respect. And another thing with even respecting ourselves is when we stand silently and do nothing, say nothing, it is okay. Let the conversation be turned. If you on the internet talking about Farmville, please. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with the game, but before you play Farmville, make sure that you said something about how incensed you are about this senseless crime.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, I'm just dumbfounded at the fact that we pay taxes like everybody else, yet we can't get justice in America for our babies. I'm incensed with the fact that I have to teach my children how not to get killed in America. In America, a land that we help get to the point where it's at right now with our blood, sweat, and tears. I'm just in sin. I don't know what else to say.
And I just feel like until this man is arrested, I'm challenging every pastor. You know, I remember the 60s and the 70s. I was a child, but I remember them. And I remember being in black churches where the people got together and they helped people register to vote.
Raised their voices.
They raised their voices. They collectively got together and protested.
Yes.
It's that time again.
It's been time.
And I'm challenging every minister, if you have not said a word about this injustice or educating, you're just as guilty. If you are not educating your parishioners on what to do and how to act in a nonviolent manner, but to still get your point across, we can't be silent. So I challenge every minister
that you cannot be silent in the pulpit because you're standing on the shoulders of your ancestors. It was the little ministers in the South in the pulpit that changed the nation. So all of you that got those mega churches, if you are not saying anything, you are just as guilty.
Silent consent.
And it's the silent consent. We won't hold you. You got anything else, Kathy?
Nope, you said it all.
We won't hold you any longer. I'm just saying let's be wise. Let's be intelligent.
But let's take a stand.
But let's take a stand. Righteous indignation is what we should have.
Use your vote. If you don't like what's going on, use your vote. Don't make excuses.
We have to vote. And as young people, you have to be concerned. This is your brother.
This is your uncle. This is your father.
This is your friend.
This is your cousin.
Yes, we have to be concerned. So before I get off the air, I just want to lift up a prayer for Trayvon's family. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to be able to say something on the airwaves. We hope that this message shoots across the nation and touches millions to speak their voice, to speak their truth, to raise their voice, Father God. We ask that justice be served. We call on you, Father God, and we ask that justice be served. You said we have not because we ask not. And so, Father God, we're asking for justice to be served. We just ask that you comfort, bring peace, wisdom, and discernment to this family. Guide them and direct them. Let them stand strong, let them stand proud, and let them stand with the dignity, knowing that you are our protector. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus,
amen. Amen.
And so this is what it is. It is what it is. This is Soul in the City. We so thank you for listening. Be blessed because you are.